The iBill. Hello everybody, this is Rich Cavallaro and welcome to this recorded demonstration of the iBill Talking Banknote Identifier. This product comes from a small company named Orbit Research, which can be found on the web at www.orbitresearch.com. I am, by the way, recording using the BookPort Plus internal microphone. So, let's describe what you have here. I have the iBill in front of me. First of all, I apologize for all the background noise. They are cleaning outside in the hallway here at my dorm. So, in the box, you get the iBill itself. You get a mini CD with documentation in text and PDF. You get print manual, and you also get a AAA battery that's pre-installed. Depending on where you buy it, I bought it from Roger Bam at Adaptive Information Systems. He provides a Braille manual. He provides your receipt with a Braille label on the envelope, a Braille label on the box, and a Braille label on the device saying iBill, which is very nice and very much appreciated. So this device, by the way, also costs $99, and I'll highlight other dealers where you can buy it. So let me describe the unit here. I'm going to put the BookPort Plus down. And the unit is very small, about the size of a pager, I would say. And you have two buttons on it. And the way I have it oriented is I have the slot where the currency goes facing away from me and the two push buttons on the extreme left and extreme right of the device. Doesn't matter which button you push, and I will also go through the different modes you have. So I have a bill here that I just took out of my wallet, and I'm going to insert it into the iBill. The way you do that is you take one edge of the bill, one corner, and you insert it all the way and make sure it's straight and it gets in all the way and it can't go any farther. And then you push one of the push buttons and you get this.
10.
That's a 10. Now that volume probably sounded pretty low. There are two other levels of speech volume. To get to the different modes, you hold down, in this case I'm going to hold the bottom push button. And I'm going to hold,
10.
Nope, try that again. I'm going to hold down the bottom push button, and then while I'm holding it, tap the top button, and it will cycle through the different volume levels for speech.
10.
So that's the second volume.
10.
So that's a $10 bill, and it did it very quickly. Let's try another bill, and we'll go through the other methods of currency identification, that being vibration and tone. Vibration may be hard to hear in a recording, but I can definitely show you the tone mode. So, what I'm going to do is to pull out another bill from my wallet. So, I have done that, and I'm just going to now unfold it and insert it into the slot of the iBill.
20.
It is a $20 bill. Now I'm going to hold down the bottom button and switch to different mode.
20.
And those two pulses indicate that that is a $20 bill. The documentation lists all the vibration pulses at this point. I have yet to memorize what all the pulses are. I'm going to hold down the bottom button again. And those two high-pitched beeps indicate that is a $20 bill. The way it works, as I get one more bill, is you got one low beep for $1 bill, two for a $2 bill, and three for five. And then you have the same pattern for 10, 20, and 50, but higher-pitched beeps, that being one, two, and three. And then a $100 bill will give you a high-low pattern of beeps or tones. So the tone sequences are very straightforward, and Orbit Research, I think, has done a very good job at making this unit both affordable and easy to use. So I have one more bill here that we're going to test. And I'm going to insert this bill into the iBill, and we'll see what it says. Okay, and that indicates it's a $100 bill. So, from this brief test that I've done, both of these bills and others, I have to say I'm very impressed Orbit Research has created a product which I think is very useful, very portable, and something that we can all afford. Previous money identifiers, such as the Note Tower 2, which I believe is still in production and being sold by independent living aids, are significantly more expensive than that of this product. You can buy it at www.orbitresearch.com, and you can fill out a form and they will get back to you when your unit is ready to ship. Currently, this unit is in very high demand, so there may be a wait time. Other dealers are selling it. Roger Baim at Adaptive Information Systems. If you do a Google for Adaptive Information Systems, you'll find his URL. Because I confess, off the top of my head, I'm not 100% sure what that is and don't want to give wrong information. Handytech North America at handytech.us. They're selling the product, as well as atguys.com. Now, I know at time of recording, atguys.com does not have any iBells in stock, but I'm sure they will in the next couple of weeks. So I hope this gave you a little overview of what the iBell does. I'm enjoying it. I think it's a great product. And also, for those of you who are curious as to what the BookPort Plus sounded like, I hope that this demo gave you a good interpretation of what the Monroe mic sounds like. I was not using the automatic level control, and I think this is there's another great product, the iBell, and I actually may even do a full-length podcast on the BookPort Plus at some point. So thank you all for listening, and if you have any questions about the iBell or anything you want to know, you can drop me an email, richcav1014@gmail.com. That's richcav1014@gmail.com. Or you can, of course, tweet me, as this is where this review will be going. So thank you very much, everybody, and have a great day.